and welcome to the Entertainment Docket for the week of July 29th. How are we at the end of July already? I am your co-host, exhausted co-host Michael Staley, and alongside me is the lovely, talented, and wet Melissa Hansen. Has it been raining?
Yeah, it's raining.
Yeah.
The world is all over the place, cold and rainy after hot and sticky and, yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy weather. Pretty much everywhere. So,
what has your week in entertainment been like?
Did a whole bunch of driving. So I listened to the radio a lot. That was my entertainment.
All right.
But I also went, I was in Chicago a little bit and got to see Forget Hannah, which is a couple of friends of mine are in a band.
Oh.
And if you are in the Chicago area, and I'm not saying it just because I know them, they're really actually quite good.
Nice.
You Chicago area, they play a lot all over the suburbs. And they're at, I think it's just ForgetHannah.com. Mm. But, so that was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Getting a little drunk and listening to good music.
Nice.
that was my entertainment this weekend.
Well, I took my brother and sister-in-law's minions, my three nieces and nephew, to see Despicable Me 2. And, I didn't see the first one.
Okay.
And a lot of the DreamWorks kind of animation doesn't really appeal to me that much.
Yeah.
But this was a damn good movie from start to finish, top to bottom, inside and out. There
really?
Are very few flaws with this thing.
Wow.
I mean, Pixar, watch out, because there are some really great animation teams who are going to kick your sorry behind.
Okay, then.
Steve Carell does a great job as Gru, who's like this former villain who was recruited by the anti-villain league to help capture a new villain before he his plan is put into motion. And
okay.
Kristen Wiig plays the his partner from the anti-villain league.
Okay.
So it's the two of them playing off of each other, and they are fantastic.
Oh, I bet.
And then he's the father of three adopted little girls of varying ages. So it's like a teenager, a preteen, and then a little girl.
Okay.
And you've got that, and you've got his minions, who are really these kind of creation characters, you know, like lab-created characters. And there's hundreds and hundreds of them, each with their own personality, and they are really they're scene stealers. You know, their little gags and everything. It's just, I was so amazed and so engrossed that when the movie was over, I'm like, you know what? I couldn't find anything wrong with this.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's a spy movie. It's a comedy. It's a family movie. There's nothing really inappropriate about it.
Okay.
It's played for some tremendous laughs. The adults are going to get some things that the kids aren't going to get.
Mm-hmm.
So really, really excellent movie. And if you have a chance, if you're looking for something to go see that you can take the whole family to, don't hesitate, because this is really awesome.
And obviously it's fine if you haven't seen the first one.
It is. Yeah, you don't really need to.
Missing out.
Yeah.
Wow. I avoided the first one, and I'm avoiding this one, but I guess I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yep.
All right, then.
All right. And it's done pretty well at the box office, although I think there was one big character who was kind of taking center stage this past weekend.
Yes. Well, the Wolverine came in first.
Yeah.
With $55 million.
Which was less than its previous take in its
first
weekend.
Yeah, that's not... We've had bigger
yes.
this summer.
Although internationally, it has done extremely well.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, $86 million internationally.
Okay. So, The Conjuring came in second with $22
million. Mm-hmm.
Then we have Despicable Me 2 with $16 million. But it has made over $300 million since it opened.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. So, see, Turbo,
mm-hmm.
fourth with 13, and really, guys, Grown Ups 2 in fifth with $11
million. Another $100 million comedy for Adam Sandler.
Yeah. All right, then.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you all say.
Right. Next week, more animated stuff, although this one looks terrible. The Smurfs 2 actually opens on Wednesday this week.
Okay.
And I always feel bad when I see the trailer, because Hank Azaria is so much better than what he's forced to play.
I know.
So sad. Just watch his brief scenes in the Birdcage, and you're like, why is this guy not really making.
Oh, God, he's so good. Oh. He's so funny.
Yes. Dinner is served. Two Guns, which is Denzel Washington and Marky Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah. This is kind of interesting.
It's a buddy action comedy based on a graphic novel by Stephen Grant, who people who know Marvel Comics know The Punisher, and he rebooted The Punisher for Marvel years ago in the 80s. So this is his creation.
Okay.
We have The Europa Report, which is an interstellar sci-fi thriller starring Michael Nyquist from the original Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Ooh, yeah, he's great.
Yeah, and he was in Mission Impossible 4, Ghost Protocol.
Yeah, he was the bad guy in that.
And then we've got Charlton Copley, who was in District 9, which was Neil Blomkamp's sci-fi thriller.
Okay.
And the two of them are in this one, which should be quite interesting. And then we have the return to the big screen in a leading role for Lindsay Lohan in The Canyons.
Oh, good Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So yeah.
I'm sure that's going to be a $100 million movie this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Well, this is the one with, like, the porn star.
Oh, really?
Her co-star is a porn star. Yeah.
Then yeah, how can you possibly go wrong with something like that?
Ah, exactly.
If you are not going to watch Lindsay Lohan on the big screen this weekend, you can see what's coming to DVD and Blu-ray at DVDverdict.com. Justice League Flashpoint Paradox, which is yet another one of these DC Comics Warner Brothers direct-to-DVD tales, which are often quite good. This is an alternate universe story starring the Flash. We've got G.I. Joe Retaliation, which is actually better than the first film and more true to kind of the animated series and the toys. And Hasbro really kind of took a step forward and said, you know, we may have gone a little too far afield in the last one. But this one's fun, right? It's got Dwayne Johnson. It's got Bruce Willis. And it's just good fun.
Yeah.
Disney's Teen Beach Movie. As if they aren't trying to recapture the High School Musical glory. They're trying to kind of reinvent the Frankie Avalon and Annette Funicello series from way back in the 60s.
Okay, then.
Star Trek The Next Generation Season 4 hits Blu-ray this week, as does the special edition Shout Factory version of John Carpenter's The Fog. Over at Redbox, it's all stuff that had been released on DVD and Blu-ray the last couple weeks. Incredible Burt Wonderstone, speaking of Steve Carell. But that movie has gotten terrible reviews.
Yeah.
Identity Thief with Jason Bateman and Melissa McCarthy, who Melissa is negotiating. And I don't know who's directing this, but there's a female version of James Bond in comedy form. And it sounds kind of like Mr. Bean, right? Rowan Atkinson. Oh, Johnny English was the one.
Yes.
So that could be the female version of that.
Okay.
So that could be on the way. Welcome to The Punch, which is James McAvoy, one of two action pictures for him this week. And then the very first Smurfs movie is being available at Redbox, because I know everybody has to go and watch that to pick up the continuity for the second one, right?
Oh, right. Yeah, I'm sure it's really a heady plot line. You're not going to be able to figure out.
Over at Netflix, we've got Albert Brooks and Debbie Reynolds in the great movie Mother. Brendan Fraser and Chris Kattan in Monkey Bone.
That's a whacked out one.
Such a weird one. We saw that with Pat Noggle, didn't we?
Yes.
George Clooney and Catherine Zeta-Jones in Intolerable Cruelty. And then for the little ones, we've got Danny and the Dinosaur and The Very Hungry Caterpillar, both in animated form. Great little books.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. Over at Hulu, Hulu's always got interesting stuff. It's either really great or really terrible.
It's just like all over the place.
Yeah, I don't understand. But anyways, we've got Van Halen, the early years, which you might as well call the David Lee Roth years.
Yeah.
As opposed to Hagar, the Sammy Hagar years, which I kind of like better than
I'm a Van Hagar fan, and I will say it right here and now. Yeah. You can all give me crap for it. I don't care.
Suck it, bitches. For some reason, some producer somewhere thought, wouldn't it be awesome if we had a teen girl who was basically Indiana Jones in the 1800s? So we've got two movies hitting Hulu this week. One's called Mandy and the Cherokee Treasure, and the other one is Mandy and the Secret Tunnel, both of which have posters that look like Indiana Jones with the Indiana Jones font and the colors. Yeah.
Okay, then.
And then we've got three new Criterion releases, Sanjeet Ray's The Holy Man, Louis Malle's God's Country, and Kinoshita's You Were Like a Wild Chrysanthemum. And you're just going to be waiting with bated breath to see all three of those. And that's what I've got for streaming this week.
Okay. Well, TV, we're kind of more into typical summer. Now, it just took us to August to get into typical summer TV.
Yeah.
But CW's got some new stuff coming on, including Tuesday, reality show called Capture.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like they're in the middle wilderness and they have to do things and whatever, and it's a couple teams, and I don't care. Wednesday, TLC has a new show called Surviving the In-Laws.
Oh, bro. This is their first
show.
This is their first scripted show, but it's scripted reality as opposed to, you know, it's more like, what am I trying to say? Not like the Kardashians. Well, the Kardashians are scripted.
Yeah, it's pretty scripted.
Obviously. But they're making a big deal out of this about TLC has always done, like, Cake Boss and things like that. The little
people. Yeah, but that's like going into a business, and that's okay scripted. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this one is people complaining about their in-laws.
Okay.
On TV.
Yeah.
Because that's really going to make the situation so much better. All right. Hey, mother-in-law who hates me already.
Oh, boy.
Let's go on a reality show. Okay. Thursday, y'all went and did it now.
Uh-oh. See, now there's the Texas thing coming through.
Everybody went and watched that miniseries, the Hatfield McCoys.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Well, now it's a full-out series.
No.
Hatfield and McCoy's White Lightning History Channel.
Oh, boy.
Uh-huh.
With Kevin Costner?
No.
Oh,
no, it is not with the same cast.
All right.
But Friday, America's Next Top Model, new season premieres on CW. Mm-hmm. And on Saturday, ABC is finally done burning off Zero Hour that they pulled earlier.
Oh, yeah. It was Anthony Edwards, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I watched the first episode and went, what the hell is this? Anyhow, so if you're a fan of that, sorry. It's done this week. They're running like two episodes Saturday night and it'll be done. But then A&E has a new reality show, Psychic Tia.
What?
It's about a psychic.
Oh, boy.
Because people, you know, psychic readings. That's what you watch when, you know, it's not about you. And Sunday, ABC proves it's fine to lie to poor people if you give them money afterwards. When a secret millionaire.
Oh.
And then, speaking of ER cast members, Falling Skies, the Noah Wiley show, has its season finale on TNT.
I'm surprised that thing stuck around as long as it has.
Yeah. Yep. Music. Finally out. The single's been like, I think it's going to be Song of the Year. Robin Thicke, Blurred Lines.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of traction around that number.
Yeah. I really like it. But it's gotten some crap for kind of being sexist and social video. But damn, it's fun to dance to. But that whole album is finally out. And then Buddy Guy. New one called Rhythm and Blues.
Really?
Yeah. How sweet is that?
Good for him.
And then In a World Like This by the Backstreet Boys.
There is a great Backstreet Boys moment in Despicable Me 2 that I started laughing out loud and nobody in the theater got it but me.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
You're the only one that got the boy band joke.
They were dressed in the outfits from the video and everything, and they started it's the little Minions, and they started singing, it's that one song that's used at the weddings all the time. I was just like,
I don't know. Don't get it in my head.
Sorry. Go. Keep going.
All right. And then country fans, Vince Gill and Paul Franklin, who's a steel guitarist, have one called Bakersfield. Uh-huh. And then Oak Ridge Boys, 40th anniversary.
Shut up.
Yeah, 40th anniversary. So it's a bunch of best of for them. And then this one sounds really cool. We need to go back. The unissued Warner Brothers Masters, Dionne Warwick.
Ooh.
Yeah. So you can go get that for your mom for a gift.
Or she got her psychic friends to help her with that.
All right.
Sorry.
That joke's like 20 years old. Anyhow, books. James Patterson doesn't have a new one. He's got some stuff out in paperback. But we're not going to talk about them because they're not brand new. But Will Haygood has The Butler, A Witness to History, which is the basis for the new movie, The Butler, that is coming out. It's starring Forrest Whitaker and Oprah Winfrey. And it's about a black butler that has been in the White House through numerous presidents and just how times have changed. And so anyhow, if you're interested in the movie or history, The Butler, the book is out. And then The Dark Man, an illustrated poem. So it's actually a poem Stephen King wrote, like, when he was in college.
Oh.
And it's kind of this character that he's had under different names and kind of reoccurs in a lot of his stories. But it's based on this poem that he wrote however many years ago. But it's now illustrated by Glenn Chadbourne.
Wow.
So, kind of cool. And let's see. Music fans. When They Were Boys, The True Story of the Beatles' Rise to the Top by Larry Kane, who's a music journalist and actually spent a bunch of time with them back in the day. And then sports fans. The Buffalo Bills, My Life on a Special Team by Steve Tasker.
Oh.
Has that one. And then this theater news, I saw it and I went, oh, yay. And then I went, oh, wait, I really don't care. But it is for sure happening, coming to musical theater, is Magic Mike.
No.
Yep. And at first I went, ooh, ooh. And then I went, well, Channing Tatum's not going to actually be on stage, so who cares?
Right.
He's just producing it.
All right.
But anyhow, they're in the process of writing it right now, and it's some of the Spider-Man.
Oh, God.
The dark, the whatever.
Turn off it the dark.
Everybody falls and gets hurt. Anyhow, it's like some of those writers. So, yeah, what's the point if you don't get to see Channing dance? I really don't understand.
Well, I'll stick with theater for a second because I went up to Agunquit, which is the summer playhouse in Agunquit, Maine, just about 45 minutes north of here. And they are basically a New York production company. Broadway production company that comes up for the summer and they bring different shows. So they rehearse and they build everything down there and then they bus it up here for 3 weeks and then they change it. So I went and saw one of the last performances of Young Frankenstein, which I had seen the original cast when they came out to L.A. So with Roger Bart. Megan Mullally wasn't in that show. They had somebody else. But that was awesome. So I was really interested to see it again. And regional theater is always hit and miss. You're like, but this is seriously Broadway caliber. I mean, the sets, the costumes, the talent, the music. I mean, everything was awesome.
Wow.
And I've auditioned for these guys too.
Yeah.
I had no idea how really fantastic they were. So as we were there and they were doing the pre-show intro, Clay Aitken was just hired to play Joseph, which opens next week.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, he was literally hired a week ago. They rehearsed for 2 weeks. I mean, this is pretty much an equity contract. For those who don't know, you rehearse for 2 weeks to get a show on its feet, and then you run it for however many weeks the contract is. But
yeah.
So they'll be there for 3 weeks from the end of July through mid-August.
Okay.
Doing Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. So if you're in the New England area and you want to see really good theater, not that Clay Aitken is good theater, but if you want to see good theater, stop at the Agunquit Playhouse, and then they're doing West Side Story after that, which I will definitely go and see.
Ooh, yeah. Cool.
Yeah. In rather sad news, we've got the passing of Chicago actor Dennis Farina at age 69, whose breakout series, Crime Story, really opened the door to all sorts of great character roles for him.
Oh, yeah. Just play, you all like pretty much hard-nosed cop.
Yeah.
Whether it was Chicago or, like, New York on Law and Order, which is, you know, what he was.
Yep. More a mobster. You know, I played a mobster a lot of times.
Yeah.
I had the pleasure of working with his son, Joe, on a short film that we shot about Chicago mobsters, actually. The whole Al Capone, Frank Nitti thing. I never got a copy of that, so I wonder what happened to that thing. But, yeah, our condolences to the Farina family on that. Mm-hmm. You mentioned Lee Daniels, the butler. Weinstein Company has been fighting with the trademark office because there was a film in 1915 called The Butler. Now they've had to, in order for it to meet its August 16th release date, they've had to change the title to officially be Lee Daniels, the Butler.
Oh, okay. I thought it was just him, you know, getting a big head.
No. No.
His name, like he's Tyler Perry or something.
No, this was the only way they could get around it and keep it. Well,
which, I'm sorry, there's lots of films with the same name.
I know.
Name.
I don't.
We do a review, sometimes we have to put what year it came out because there's other films with the same name.
I'm thinking that it was part of the National Film Registry, and that's one of the reasons that it was causing.
All right, because I'm sure we're going to get them confused. Like,
yeah, right.
Really? All right, whatever.
After two record-breaking showings on Sci-Fi Channel, the network has decided to release Sharknado to more than 200 big screens this weekend on Friday, August 2nd.
Again, look what you people do.
There was almost a 50% increase in viewership in the second viewing and the repeat, the rebroadcast.
Oh, yay, yay. Yeah, and they're making a second one, so.
Yeah. I know.
Except news broke that they don't want Tara Reid for it. they want the old guy from like 90210 back.
Oh my god!
They don't want Tara Reid. Like, yeah, how crappy do you have to be that like Ian Ziering gets a call? You don't. All right.
There's much hair pulling over at NBC right now because Lauren Michaels is hitting the road to do some heavy-duty recruiting after Jason Sudeikis joins the growing list of cast members who have left the crew this season.
Yeah, not many are coming back.
No.
Yikes.
Yeah. But you know what? Second City, Chicago, Second City, Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
They have a Second City West out in Los Angeles. I mean, and all of the Improv Olympic stuff and the upcoming Citizens Brigade, the Upright Citizens Brigade. There's a lot of great sketch comedy actors out there.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be interesting to see. And this has happened before. He has had problems like this where they've had to completely reboot the cast. I mean, if you remember, you had Robert Downey Jr.
Mm-hmm.
That one season.
And after Michael Hall. Mm-hmm. They were part of that reboot. That went really well.
Janine Garofalo, right? Wasn't she?
Or, she was on a while.
Julia
yeah.
Louis-Dreyfus.
Yeah, she was quite a bit back. But yeah.
So.
Yeah. But that's the thing. All their stars are leaving. We got to remember, they weren't stars when they started with SNL either.
Bill Hader. I mean, Bill Hader made a career.
They made them stars.
Kristen Wiig. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to wrap up. One of my filmmaking heroes, stop-motion animator Henry Selick, was interviewed at a conference, the SIGGRAPH Computer Conference, and Variety Magazine was there. They were talking about the current state of animation, and there's a lot of consternation about the fact that many of these hip movies, like Despicable Me 2, like Kung Fu Panda and all, they all look very much the same. The characters... You know, it's the style of animation, it's the software that they're using. So
yeah.
Sony, DreamWorks, and all these things, there's very much a homogeneity to it that, as someone who is a stop-motion animator, can be very frustrating to him because these movies get a lot of money, make a lot of money, and yet projects like his, he just had one, and I forget what it was that he was working on, but Disney pulled the plug on it because... Frank and Weenie didn't make a ton of money, and the one before that. And I know he's tied to Neil Gaiman's The Graveyard Book.
Okay, yes, yes.
So he was quoted as saying, the studios would rather risk big money on The Lone Ranger and White House Down than risk much smaller money on doing something that's a little more interesting. No one's ever going to make a PG-13 animated film unless David Fincher executive produces it and puts it on Netflix. And then if it's a success, everyone will change their minds.
Right.
And that's really the way things are going right now because we saw, you know, the Emmy nominations and Fincher, what he did with House of Cards. So you really have to kind of prove yourself. And then the studio and the big money steps up and says, oh, maybe we can do something different.
Right.
But if you continue to play the system as it's set up, you're going to lose. I mean, Coraline was a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
And yet that still wasn't enough to get him to a place where he could do something that he really wants to do. I mean, Nightmare Before Christmas gave him the opportunity to do Coraline.
Right.
So, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. You just got to keep plugging away.
Yeah, I think there's room for lots of stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
Again, you don't, I don't know. But that's what's so great about Kickstarter and things like that. That stuff's, Kristen Vagnus from Criminal Minds.
Yes.
Is currently making a like film noir detective story that she made her money to do it through Kickstarter.
And Spike Lee just announced this past week that he's stumping for $1.2 million to make his next film on Kickstarter.
Which is kind of that thing, like, doesn't he have enough money to do what he wants?
Yeah,
but
I don't know.
So there's that controversy with it. But if people want to see it, people want to see it.
Right.
So,
right.
But that's what's nice about the things changing with Netflix, with Kickstarter, with all these different things. We are being able to see more interesting things made.
Yep. And the technology is cheap enough such that people can rent the equipment that they need to make a high-quality film without investing it.
You know? Right. So things are, I mean, I think we were thinking it's kind of death of good film and good television and good stories, but it's not. It always finds a way to get made.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. That's all for the news this week.
Okay. So last week I talked about Kanye, like being an ass, like, don't talk to me, to like paparazzi. Immediately after I recorded that, he went off. Like, not just don't talk to me, physical.
I saw it. I saw the clip.
Yeah, physical on a paparazzi, and they had talked about charging him with, like, attempted robbery because he tried to take the guy's camera and stuff, and it doesn't look like he's going to get charged. It looks like nothing's really going to happen to him, but I wonder how Chris explained that one away.
Did she do it on her new talk show?
Ugh. Oh, yeah, yay.
I mean, seriously, that family, somebody needs to put a stop to this before they get any bigger.
Yeah. Well, it'll all start just deflating soon.
I hope so, because it's already outlived its even minuscule usefulness.
Yeah, it has, but it's on the downside.
Maybe.
I'm sure.
Right.
It's like it's a thing. It's this living, breathing thing.
This phalanx that we can't kill. We cannot kill it.
Oy.
Do we have a contest this week?
We do. It is called The Silence, and it's actually a German thriller.
Oh.
So, talking about interesting cinema.
Yeah.
That is what we are giving away this week.
All right. So, it's not Doctor Who's The Silence. The Silence. No. When the question is asked, the silence will fall. All right. Thank you guys for tuning in. Short show this week. Quick, to the point. But we appreciate you listening, and we appreciate you reading DVD Verdict. We're getting some really nice emails. We got another one the other day of somebody who had ordered something on Amazon and saw that we had contributed a snippet of our review, and it influenced his purchasing. And he says he looks forward to reading more of our reviews.
Well, aren't we special?
Yep, exactly. So, until next week, Melissa Ann, take it away.
Before he did, the look in his eyes said, "Even though you just got here, goodbye."